This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Billy Sauce. Hey, rapid. I dealt with this one rapid, you know. Anything or anything, fam. Oh, classical. Let's go. I can go nuts, but you don't want that. Stop with a gun, took stop that. And you get robbed for a brick and you tryna beef me like dickhead. Go get your got back, you don't want that. You ain't on that, I got the big thing called at the long back. You want a problem? Yeah, I got that. I got the G2 stash in the bomb back. Yeah, tell them niggas don't play with the sauce. I don't know what it for, yeah. So much sauce on my watch, I call it a fool, yeah. Don't mention my name with them man, cause me and them man ain't cool. I'm in my young but hide in the bush, then jump at the bush like boo. Can the fuck boys get out of the room? Yeah, man can't take my energy. Fuck boys with the fuck boy tennis in a mix up like Shaft and NSC. Early got robbed. What are you telling me? Can't lie, that's mad. Didn't do nothing, don't lie, that's sad. I thought that nigga was bad. I was in the trap, same clothes all week. Niggas don't know about peak, niggas don't know about beef. Shut your mouth, you cheat. Back that strap, you freeze, and I roll with that. You don't wanna know, bro. Tinted with a lot of weed smoke. Stay out of this, don't be an hero. Take a shot like Ronaldinho. Yo, I'm starting again. Hit flexi for the parting again. This Friday it's a party again. 10 bottles at the champers again. Tell them pussy will stand over there, cause us man don't party with them. And tell that man don't ring my phone, cause them man can't call me again. Can't call me again, can't call me again. Nah, them man can't call me again. Can't call me again, can't call me again. Them man can't call me again. Can't call me again, can't call me again. Nah, them man can't call me again. Can't call me again, can't call me again. Yeah, them man can't call me again.
Hey yo, Fetchy, pass the machete. Told these niggas I'm ready already. Your own block ain't never seen you pull semi. I won't stop till my enemies are all buried. Hold on, my aim ain't ordinary. I jump out cars, run down stars. Come round yours before you come round ours. Them can't come round, get a wall, come round blast. Me and my niggas, we don't all back. 4 or 5 sitting on my own lap. I might a rig, but I draw back. Pull up, skin and throw that. Long stick like an old man. What else? Conflicts, I know that. I'm a nomad. You think you're crazy, but you don't know, man. Catch the pussy, you're Roman. Lick it down like a bowl cap. I might snap, but I don't check. I might rap, but I don't act. Mic man, but I'm so bad. Get it? Mic man, so bad. Like, tell your girl, stop running her mouth. Ice hand, she can all that.
And again, yo, I'm starting again. Hit flexi for the parting again. This Friday, it's a party again. 10 bottles at the champers again. Tell them pussy will stand over there, cause us man don't party with them. And tell that man don't ring my phone, cause them man can't call me again. Can't call me again, can't call me again, yo. Them man can't call me again, can't call me again, can't call me again, yeah. Them man can't call me again, can't call me again, can't call me again, yo. Them man can't call me again, can't call me again, can't call me again, yeah. Them man can't call me again.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, sans Sylvester, what a surprise, but still including Renzel Nottingham and Natalie King, a.k.a. Sarah DeBonda. I said your surname for the first time ever.
I don't like to reveal it normally.
I know, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
They're going to come for you now.
It's your address next week.
I may have to leave at some point when they come for me during the show.
National insurance number week after that.
Mm.
Bank details week after that.
And then we'll be putting your signature online.
I thought you'd done that already. I'm getting some weird calls. I assume that was all happening.
They're from me.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, is that you?
Do you know what? Like, I was thinking today that the Hollywood movie industry has made us think a lot of things about life that aren't necessarily true. Like, that all frogs sound
like they do, mm-hmm. like they don't, should I say, because we all think that frogs are like rabbit, rabbit, but those are apparently frogs that are native to the part of California around the Hollywood studios.
Yeah.
So they would have recorded these frogs and then obviously got stock frog sounds in movies, then all the frogs in all the movies would have sounded like these Hollywood frogs.
Is that?
Basically, I missed the majority of that then because they were fixing my mic.
Yeah.
And all I heard at the end was, so they all sound like Hollywood frogs.
Basically, we think that all frogs, because of the movie industry,
yeah.
because of the stock frog sounds that they obviously would have recorded from frogs around the area.
I've grew up with a pond in my garden. We have beer frogs knocking about.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know, most people, you know, the mainstream that aren't around other frogs are going to think that they all sound like the ones in the movies.
Mm. They have that with a scream as well. Is it called the Wilhelm Scream? Which is also
the
a
Wilhelm
James
Scream.
Blake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, also a James Blake song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Wilhelm Scream is now, it's almost like an inside joke. It's really noticeable. It's really distinguishable, shall I say. Once you hear it, you can. I think it's in all of the Star Wars films.
I reckon I know what scream it is.
It's a very kind of desperate. It sounds like a guy probably falling off quite a high height. Falling from a great height, should I say. Really scared. But also that the movie industry's kind of vilified heavy breathers. Now we always associate heavy breathers with like being sinister. And they could just have breathing difficulties.
Asthma, couldn't they?
Because of like Darth Vader and like all the obscene phone calls you hear in movies.
Mm-hmm. Most villains are British guys in American movies as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
British guys are used a lot as villains.
We have sometimes have Americans playing villains in our films, though, to return the favour.
Yeah.
I can't think of any right now. But
Samuel L. Jackson in the one with that.
The kids?
No, what's it called? It's got... his name's Eggie, and he gets taken from... And he becomes in, like, the SAS military kind of... He's, like, a Secret Service agent... Samuel L. Jackson's a bad guy. It's new. It's recent.
National Service.
I know what you mean. No, Colin Firth, is it?
I don't know anyone's name. Samuel L. Jackson's the only person I know.
Samuel L. Jackson's in Kingsman,
isn't
he?
Kingsman.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good film.
Sequel,
that's it. They're bringing out a sequel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed that film.
I did it. Very good film.
Yeah.
Obviously, as you know, I could remember everything about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Also, the paper boy that's in like every 90s film that throws the paper.
Mm. Yeah.
And it lands on the lawn. That's the only way that you're ever going to be abreast of current affairs is if you have a paper boy, a BMX riding paper boy in your area. Because you never see them, you very rarely saw them buy papers in those films. It was always when the paper boy came with it.
In your song with Rizzle Kicks, Jordan mentions that.
Yeah, he does mention the paper boy, yeah. Speaking of Rizzle Kicks, Harley isn't here today.
No.
Yeah, where is he? I don't actually know.
He's in the countryside.
Oh, okay.
That's all I know.
Sure.
I was earlier.
Yeah, and you still made it.
Yeah.
I think he's filming an episode of Country File.
Yeah. I'd love him to be
location,
the
location, location.
I would love Harley to be the new Country File presenter.
That'd be amazing. He is into his rural settings.
Yeah.
He's not a botanist. Oh, only when it comes to the ladies. But I think he'd be good on Country File.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck him, he's not here.
No, but who do we have? We do have someone else coming in there.
Yeah, we've got one guest coming in today, and it's the amazing Kay Van Novak. You'll know him from Phone Jacker, of course. He's going to be coming in today in the latter half of the show, and he's going to be speaking about his brand new show. We've got games galore.
We have two games, so yes, galore.
Yep. And the most special thing that I'm going to tell you about right now, some of you will have heard about the travesty that is Fyre Festival, one of the organisers being the superstar rapper Ja Rule. Ja Rule's recently come under fire. Thank you. No ding this week?
Oh, yeah, that is a ding.
Yeah, we definitely need a ding. Ja Rule's come under fire recently. In fact, he's had a $100 million lawsuit filed against him.
Wow.
because $1 million for every gun he owns. And he's being sued for $100 million. So that's not good. That's definitely not good.
Can he afford that, do you think?
No.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's going to make a dent in Jay-Z's account. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Let alone Ja Rule.
And he's going to set me up a Just Giving page on Facebook, just hoping like Dre catches it. You know what I mean?
But do you remember quite recently, Nelly, who we saw at Strawberries and Cream Festival last year, I think he fell on hard times financially. Don't understand how.
It should have kept that plaster on,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, that was obviously a good luck charm.
Isn't it?
But he sort of fell on hard times quite recently, and everybody starts doing the maths via his Spotify plays and going, look, if we all play Nelly's music, he will make enough. Yeah, it's like, this is the amount of times we have to play this song for him to make this amount of money to pay his tax bill. I just thought that was incredible. I swear he owned a sports team at one point.
Yo, shout out people that do stuff like that. There. Like,
absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely. I don't know. It's like Joseph Kony again. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the outcome was. Did he pay his tax bill based on our Spotify plays?
Maybe we can get someone online to work out how many times they have to play one of your songs to just send you to, like, Ibiza for the week.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I think, like, Ja Rule's big mistake here was not getting Ashanti involved, because if she'd come on board, things go well for him.
Now, but the problem with Ashanti is that she's not always there when you call, even though she's always on time, which is a self-contradictory statement. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. I don't even understand that phrase. And they made a fucking massive song out of that hook. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time.
I don't understand ride on time, but...
Yeah, that was a translation. That was something lost in translation. They meant to say right on time, but the producers were Italian.
Oh, and that song, yeah.
And I think the singer was maybe Swedish. I can't remember. Right. But basically, English wasn't their first language, so she was saying right on time, and they never corrected it, and the song just came out.
It's a banger.
And it's banged, fucking slapper. that song. Oh, man. Stood the test of time. Big tune. Big tune. But yeah, as I was saying, you know, we digressed. We're going to have Ja Rule on the fucking phone, man.
Exclusive
interview with Ja Rule, telling us what went wrong.
Yeah.
How did fire go up in smoke? Mm. You know? We're going to be finding out from the man himself, the man from New York. You can also get in contact with us if you like. And the email is still inc@foobarradio. The Twitter is still
at Fubar Radio.
And we'll be giving you some Hump Day Help today, man. Mm. We should just change the name of the show.
Hump Day Help.
We should just call ourselves Hump Day Helpers.
Let's do that then. Maybe the email can be hump@fubarradio.com. Yeah, we
absolutely.
Can change that. Yeah.
Drysex@fubarradio.com. I used to love a good dry hump, I'm not going to lie to you.
I used to hate it.
Did you?
Yeah, foreplay's not for me.
Nah.
Really?
For me,
yeah.
Not. For me, that wasn't even foreplay, bro.
That was sex.
Before sex, that was actually sex for me.
Oh, no, I just went straight into the deep end.
Fair play.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll make a comeback at some point. Taking myself there.
Yes. Absolutely. Speaking of sex, the best thing on Pornhub is this guy who reviews bed sheets, according to this website.
Is he like the chicken connoisseur of the Pornhub world?
Yeah, but he's very left field, the shit that he's reviewing, obviously.
Yeah, nice to have a good thread count.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I want to know how many tugs are in each. Yep. You know what I mean?
Is that a down pillow? Or?
Yeah.
You mean if it's Pornhub, it'll be tugs?
Hey! So, there's a Pornhub user who goes by the name of Bedsheets Rater. And he comments on the linens featured in the videos. According to his bio, Bedsheets Rater is a 28-year-old guy from New Jersey who accidentally stumbled across this website and found some of the finest bedsheets I've ever seen. So I said, why not start an account to rate as many as I can? And that's a direct quote. He usually gets right to the point and he rates all bedding on a scale of 1 to 10. Sometimes he's poetic in his praise. We've got a couple of examples here. I'll read out a couple. You can read out a couple. In fact, I'll read out two. You can read out one. And you can read out one.
All right.
So, Bedsheets Rater said 3 months ago, from when this article was written, the sheets in this video are really quite lovely. I've always been a sucker for the written word, And the addition of that gorgeous blanket doesn't hurt its case either. 8 out of 10.
Nice.
He also said 2 months ago, I like those sheets, but I don't think I would actively seek them out. 5 out of 10.
2 months ago, he said, not even a blanket, really? Jeez, what a waste. 0 out of 10. But he replied to his own comment, mm-hmm. and he said, in his defence, actually, maybe I was a little too harsh. They do have that nice pillow. I'll give it a 3 out of 10, but it could definitely use more bed sheets.
Okay, this one's from 2 months ago. No bed sheets. How ridiculous. They're failing these knobs, would that word be? Would that be knobs?
They're failing.
It's K-star. No, it won't be. K-star star S. What's that word?
Good question.
They're failing these.
They're failing these something. Failing these. Yeah. By not teaching them about quality bedspread. 0 out of 10. Hashtags. Thanks, Divorce.
Kids,
maybe.
They're failing these kids. I hope there isn't that section on Pornhub, I hope.
No, I think he means the viewing audience.
Yes. Oh, I see. Right,
they'll
okay.
They'll mostly be kids.
So this guy's watching a lot of Pornhub, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what's your advice for him that he chooses to go for the sheets rating rather than the sex?
Well, I think two things. I think he watches way too much porn.
Mm. No and such thing.
And I don't appreciate him calling me a kid.
Yeah.
No, but I think he's saying that if the kids are watching you, I don't think he's saying all people watching are failing. He wants these kids to grow up and have a great sex life. He's doing, you know,
no, he wants
to teach
them to grow up to buy good linen. He doesn't give a fuck about their sex lives.
Mm.
He just cares about the upholstery of the bed.
But I don't agree with your statement that he's watching too much porn. I don't believe that's
a
thing.
That was a lie.
And
well, you can't you say that, Michael? But you have it on one of your favourites on your phone. It's like the second one that comes up.
Not Google anymore. Porn new
hub.
Phone.
New phone.
Same with me.
No, but then again, I have trans. No, yeah, I don't think it will be anymore. Let's check if my phone knows me that well.
And what I like is you said before is you only watch porn on your phone.
Yeah,
quite small though.
It is.
I know. I get it up on my lap. Sometimes I get it up on my TV, big screen. Yeah.
I've never made it that much of an experience.
You know, when I was younger,
plugged in the Dolby 5.1
surround sound.
When I was younger, I used to have this this chair, and it had like built-in speakers behind me, and it used to be linked up to my TV. And I used to just get 50-inch TV, just get porn up, and
that's brilliant.
Do you
surround
watch
sound
that?
Would be best if you're watching Bukkake porn.
Oh,
now remind me of what that is.
It's when the guys it, all
please.
Masturbate
on a lady,
or a man, depending
a
on
man,
who
yeah.
the target.
How
is.
Many?
Depends. There's no. There's. It has to be more than.
A gaggle
I'd say
of
it
men.
Has. I'd say it has to be more than. To be Bukkake, I'd say it's got to be more than three or three at least. Yeah, three or more. I'd say for Bukkake.
Bukkake Jacob.
What are the Bukkake guidelines?
What's just saying, Jacob. 20, saying 20.
So 19 guys wanking over a woman isn't Bukkake or wanking over a person.
Not when Jacob does it, anyway.
Jacob's always the 20th man. Jacob makes it Bukkake.
Yeah. It's not a Bukkake party if he's not
It's
there.
Not. Jacob is literally not. A Bukkake kit.
Yeah. So when they are... I mean, do men like masturbating in front of each other? Is that
no.
a thing?
No.
So
well, some men do, obviously. Bukkake wouldn't exist if... Maybe they've been fooled into thinking there's no one else in the room.
And I think, like, if you're in a relationship and you and your boyfriend want to masturbate in front of each other, you might enjoy that too.
Yeah.
So,
but not your mates.
Yeah.
Not
I,
your mates.
I wouldn't like...
I'd keep that away.
Yeah, like, Ollie wouldn't invite us round on a Sunday. Like, to watch,
group wank.
To watch football in a group wank.
Yeah.
You have a separate WhatsApp chat for that I'm not involved in. It's the group wank.
Just ring a man up like, yeah, bro, we need, like, one more player. What are you saying? We've got, like, 19 people here.
So,
what's Jacob saying?
Jacob will be free, don't worry. Do they help the lady to escort her to the shower afterwards? Because it's going to be tricky to get off the floor with that much sperm on you.
I don't watch that deep in.
No.
You don't get to that point.
Yeah.
Okay, do you watch all of porn films normally or just a bit?
I've attempted to watch to complete porn films, and I have on occasion.
No, I only normally watch, like, the videos aren't normally that long.
This is really deep because you were talking about porn already and you're hesitating about what you want to say. So I know this is going to be good.
No. I was thinking about how long, you know what I mean? Like, because I never indulge in, like, a proper... You know, like the 1 hour, 1.5 hour.
Hell
movie.
No!
Like,
I don't know why they exist.
No, do you know
who's
mean?
Watching porn for 1.5 hours?
It's nice to have a storyline and get involved with the characters. No,
an hour and a half.
Okay, yeah. Well, some men have stamina. 1.5 hours.
Some men have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, or in, you know,
what
erectile dysfunction? I think it might be the
Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't watch an hour and a half of porn.
Well, presumably there's a plot and not just back-to-back sex scenes. Well, not, maybe not.
Yeah, like, I've got this one porn, right? Once when I was younger, one of the older guys on my street sent me to the shop to get him a can of Coke.
That's not a euphemism, is it?
No. Like, just one of the older men on the estate, and I was just, like, an up-and-coming kid, and mm-hmm. he mm-hmm. sent me shot because I was a little bitch. And I came back, and he gave me a bag of VHS porn.
Nice.
And I can remember one's called Big Boobs Bangaroo, and it's 23 and 24 on the same VHS, which is very nice. Mm. And there's another one called Mamacita's 5. Now, I've not seen the previous four, so when it first started, I wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Yeah, they should have had, like, a previously on Mamacita's, whatever.
What's Mamacita?
So, basically, she broke into this guy's house. This is how it started. She broke into his house. She had a knife. He was asleep on the bed, and she got on top of him and put the knife to his throat. And he woke up and slapped her in the face, and she went off the bed. Then they were fighting on the floor. Then they start banging, right? And
having
then,
sex, yeah. In layman's terms.
Yeah, sorry. Then they start having sex, and then it evolves. Do you know what I mean?
Evolves?
So like, then after the sex, then they're like discussing the problem. It was in Italian or Spanish, whatever it was in. So then they start like discussing the problems, and then it's like they go to the shop and they're walking around the shop, and then she's got, and then they start banging in the shop again, then they fall out, and then, do you know what I mean? So it was kind of like, do you know what I mean? It was like a film just with a lot of sex in.
Yeah. What is wrong with your mic?
I don't know.
No, it just needs to be turned around to the front. Now I can see it. I can see it from here. It's fine. You're going to sound lovely now.
Right. So carry on with the plot of this incredible film.
Yeah, so then basically, and then it ends, and obviously there was probably a Mamacita 6. I bet they're still going now from the Mountains.
Yeah, porn franchises seem to be very successful, man. Yeah. You see, like, they're like Nows.
Isn't it? Like,
I think only after porn. Now compilations. They might
Furious,
as well have it goes Now compilations, then Fast and Furious, then porn.
Porn's first, definitely.
Actually, yeah.
Porn.
Yeah.
Okay. So it'd be like Now That's What I Call Porn. Mm-hmm. Number 750.
And it would just be like the theme songs from the back of porn movies.
There are some greatest hits in porn. Debbie Does Dallas, that's a big one, isn't it?
What, porn music? Is there famous porn music?
Yeah. Okay. That's a big one.
I usually watch porn on mute, so I wouldn't even know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Level one at most.
I live with other people, though.
Oh, yeah.
Even I don't really, but for some reason I'm so used to watching it on mute.
No, when I move into this flat next month, I'll have it on full blast. just me again on my own, do you know what I mean?
Wheeling in a big lazy boy. Entertainment system.
Petals down, candles lit, lights dimmed.
Plastic covering everything.
You have to romance yourself.
And that E45 just sat at the side, waiting.
Everywhere your hand could possibly go. There
for
could
your
be
dry penis. E45?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Well,
that's the wanker's cream of choice now.
Is it? Mm. Oh, okay, good to know.
No, I use cocoa butter, to be fair.
In it. But can't really be splashing out on cocoa butter.
I like what you did there. Give him a ding. Splashing out.
Very good. Well, I think we've helped this man then.
Let's get into a song now, because I'm really excited about this. We've got game number one coming up straight after. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated without Sylvester on FUBAR Radio. We'll be right back.
the crew with the juice. Cause I'm a super female that's called Shantae. And like Hurricane Annie, I'll blow your way. Whenever I'm in a battle, yo, I don't play. So you best go about your way and have a nice day.
Descended into just then. It started American, sounded a bit Dutch after. But yeah, that was Roxanne Shanté with Have a Nice Day.
Have a nice.
I love that. Yeah, big up Vooj, actually. Big up Poet and Vooj. Poet's got twins now, you know that?
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know, Poet and Vooj are very, very entertaining personalities. Are cool with people like Cristiano Ronaldo and like Messi and just meet these people.
I've only ever met them a couple of times at events with you, but they're just really cool people.
Love you guys. Yeah, I've known Poet since he was nowhere.
I've known about
as far along the path as he is now.
I can remember Poet from Channel U days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's come so far. So shout out to them too, and shout out to Poet's new kids. We're gonna play a game now.
Well, as always, obviously we're celebrating National Egg Day. Of course we are.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell.
So, we've got 7 egg-related clips. All you have to do is tell me what is happening to the egg. So, let's begin, okay?
This sounds easier than
normal. Yeah, well, let's have a listen.
Can you get some eggs, please? On Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Okay, here is egg clip number one. Very specific about what's happening to that egg. So, it's not just like it's smashed up or whatever it's doing. I need to know what is happening in that clip to that egg. I'll play it again.
One more time, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got that? Okay, let's move on to what is happening to egg number two.
What the fuck?
What's happening to the egg? Something's happening to the egg. What is going on, please? Now, think about it. I'll play it again. I as always, I'll come back to them later. So let's move on, shall we, to egg number three.
The fuck? Sounds like they got up and ran away.
Well, maybe I'm saying too much. I can't say too much.
Don't it sound like someone's running away in hard shoes? Some suspicious egg.
Like they've just popped out the feet at the bottom of the egg and just running.
Shit, we've been made. So egg spy.
Do they, like you were saying, snakes do that? Do they when the eggs just have...
What cartoon is it where... What cartoon is it where there's an egg with legs?
It's
hasn't fully hatched yet.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I don't know. What cartoon is that, Jacob?
There's one in Pokemon, but it's not that one you're
Humpty
thinking
Dumpty.
Of. No.
I know exactly
what you're thinking. It used to have like little holes.
I think it was just an egg, and then it had legs at the bottom, and it used to run. And I'm sure it used to roll with an actual chicken. Was it called
Hen and Chicken? Egg and what was that program called? Oh, I don't know.
Can anyone remember Funny Bones?
Yeah,
I do remember that. The cartoon about the two skeletons.
Yeah.
I can't fight. Jacob will look into that. But let's move on to clip number four. What's happening to the egg, please? I think that's easy, isn't it, that one?
How?
I don't know why it's in like a car wash or whatever, a wind turbine. Exactly. But if you listen for the background noise, you will get it of what's happening. Do you want it again?
Yeah, one more time. All right.
See? Okay, here is clip number five.
You're taking the piss.
I need to know where the eggs are in that clip. What's going on? What type of egg is it and where are the eggs? Okay?
There's definitely something metal.
Yo, I've got none of these fucking...
You mean? No.
This is ridiculous.
Ready, guys?
Cracking show though.
Pop something down. Right, should we move on to six? I can come back to some at the end, don't worry.
Please.
Okay, here's six.
Oh god, I hate you, Jacob.
Anything for that?
I've got like the same answer for like three of these questions.
Right, okay, well let's move on to number seven.
I have four of these questions.
Yeah. Now, would you like me to come back to any?
I think I've got them all. I think I might get an excellent score, so to speak.
Michael, would you like me to play any others for you to recap on?
All of them, please.
Okay. What do you need? Seriously, what do you need?
All right, one.
This is very specific, this one, about what's happening.
Oh, fuck's sake, man. Number two, please.
Mm-hmm. It's so obvious. What's happening?
How? No, stop saying that.
It's so obvious, I know.
Because you make us feel so stupid.
No.
Three, please.
Three.
That's the one that ran away. It just sounds more ridiculous every time.
I can tell you it's not an egg running away.
Don't say any more.
I can't say any more, because I've said too much.
Well, she's not giving away anything by going, it's not an egg running away.
If I reckon I've got this answer right, because of what Natalie said earlier about it.
Yeah.
What did you say earlier
I can't repeat
it. Don't tell him, because I want to get at least one fucking point.
Well, look, come on, listen to him. What is happening?
It's not... Right, what was that?
It's not running away.
I can't get the image out of my head. It's wearing Hudson shoes in my head. And it's scampering away. It's
Garfield.
Garfield. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
No, I don't thank him. He's a prick.
Yeah, he's original.
Okay, so I imagine you want number four then as well, do you?
Yes.
Okay, I think you got that one. That's easy.
I think so, yeah.
That's easy. Okay, so here's number five.
Oh, wait.
No, don't wait.
Yeah, I think
you got that one.
I think so.
Okay.
Six, please.
Mm-hmm.
And seven, please.
So
that sounds like that thing on the cooker. You know when you've got a gas cooker?
Yeah. You press the ignite.
Yeah. It's not that. I mean, I'm not giving it away. But this probably is the most simplest one for you to get.
Oh, really?
Fuck off.
Okay, so let's go through. Michael Payne, what do you have for number one, please?
Whisked.
Okay, what do you
stood
have, Reese?
Stood on.
Jesus, Reese gets a point. It is someone stepping on an egg. That's correct. Yeah.
Jacob, fight me, Jacob. Seriously, fight me.
You have to see Michael Payne after, please, Jacob. Right, number two. What have you
got, Reese? Wait. Could you play that again, please? One.
Wait,
I need to.
Reese got it then. Someone's treading on an egg.
How did you get that?
It like, sounds like a fall. Do you know when you slowly roll your foot?
Matting.
Well done. Okay, so what did you get for number two, Reese?
Crushed in your hand.
Okay, what did you get, Michael?
Could you play again, please?
It sounds like someone's crushing it then throwing it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I've got as well.
No. Well, none of you are right.
Ah!
I imagine what you had when you can't have it now is that someone peeling a hard-boiled egg. That's obviously what it was.
Oh,
you didn't have that, did you? Now, what was number three then?
It hatching.
What did you get, Michael?
Scrambled.
No, Reese is right. Another point for Reese. It was a hatching. Bird
play
hatching. Bird hatching.
It's a little scratching around the inside of the egg and pecking, trying to break it.
Yeah, when I was like, it's not running away, but like something's coming out of the egg.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, number four. Anyone?
Ran over.
Yep.
Fried.
Fried, well done, yes.
Got one.
Point on the score. It's a frying egg.
I thought it was like a tractor driving over.
It's obviously like a kitchen's ventilation and all that.
That's why I said listen for the background noise. Ignore the wind turbine. Okay, so
I can almost smell it.
Okay, let's see if you can get this one. Number five, please.
Hard boiled in a pan.
What did you get?
Laid.
Reese gets another point. Hard boiled eggs and
that makes more sense. That makes more sense.
So you know your eggs. I'm very impressed.
But that does sound more like a bucket than a pan, though.
Well, number six, Reese.
Opened with a spoon or a fork. You know when you have a dippy egg or whatever you call it, and you crack the top open.
Okay, Michael.
Just got cracked.
No, it was egging a house. Sorry.
I should know what that sounds like as well.
Play that again, please. How was that egging a house?
Two eggs being thrown at the house. Isn't
that
it?
Was not two eggs being thrown at a house. No. That was like a drum kit when you do a like the little edge thing of the fucking. That was not an egg, fam.
We took it from a clip, an actual clip of it happening. Well, no one gets a point there. So what's number seven, please?
Dropped.
Yeah.
Just cracked.
Cracked. Very good. Points
I got
there.
Two.
Points.
Sick.
So you did get two there, Michael. What Reese is the winner here with his 3 points.
Fair play to you, man.
You know your eggs. Namaste. Yeah. Very good.
We got one more game coming up,
haven't
we?
It's coming up in a bit, yeah. Lots more coming up.
My chance to redeem myself. Well, let's get into some music now. We've still got loads to come. Please get your Wednesday wisdom queries in. We are your hump day helpers. You can email us, inc@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet to us at Fubar Radio. So just get them in and we'll get through them with you. And Kayvan Novak is going to be in later as well, so you might have a chance to have Phone Jacket himself hit you up with some Wednesday wisdom. It's Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
I got that, and I'm all about that. They love that when I get. jump on the ting like cheer. Boom, flick it, then I make it disappear. More cash, I'ma make it reappear. I be getting to the money, oh yeah. Yo, my titty big, I'm about to large up. Better fuck, fuck, fuck till it mark up. Big, big, big black range park up. Push button, make the big thing start up. I'm a beast. I'ma tie you, I'ma hook you to a leash. I'ma get you, I'ma get you on your knees. I'ma have you begging, please. I'm a beast.
Featuring Andrea Martin and Steph London. I still call her Steph London. Don't care.
Same. I do as well.
Yeah, don't care.
But I will say that Toddler T is coming in onto Sticky Blood Show.
Oh, is he now?
Back on the 15th.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that should be a really good trio of conversation, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sticky Blood guys are amazing. They are a very welcome a very welcome new addition to FUBAR Radio.
Mm.
And Toddler T is a master producer and sound man. He's just a legend, man. Yep. Really nice guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to tune into that.
Well, also your friend Last Skeptic is also coming in on the show.
Say what? Yeah. What, Sticky Blood as well?
Sticky Blood, Last Skeptic. Toddler T and Coco, yeah.
Shout out Coco. Did you see Coco opened the snooker?
What?
No, it was a snooker championship the other day on BBC Two. It started off with Coco spitting a bit about snooker.
Nice.
And it was like a remix of one of his old tunes. Spitting about snooker on
Fair
the BBC, which is quite sick.
Yeah, man. Hope you got a free snooker table out of it.
Mm.
Yeah, I bet you got a lot out of that, to be fair.
Yeah, it's the BBC. Wow. Well, we are going to be helping out some of you guys. Mm. A couple of you have sent in some emails. Reese is going to read them out in his very friendly Midlands accent to make you feel welcome and appreciated and valued.
Yeah, I've got a very warm, welcoming
accent.
This one's from Ross.
Well, I'm Ross.
Hi. My flatmate put my nan's head on lots of pictures of fat men with their dicks out and super glued them to the ceiling in my bedroom.
What?
I'm scared to rip it off. I'm assuming he means the image, not. I'm scared to rip it off because I do want to get my deposit back. What do I do? Every time I go visit my grandma, all I can imagine is those dicks.
Sorry, I kind of just go through that second image in my head. So there's a lot of pictures of fat men. Naked, with his nan's face on it.
Yeah,
he's basically made a Sistine Chapel.
So when he lies in bed at night.
No, super glued though. You are going to be ruining your ceiling with that. You can't get super glued. You have to paint. What can you do?
Yeah, you've got...
What, he thinks he's going to get his deposit back if he leaves them up? Like, the man knows he's going to come in and go...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it was when you moved in.
If anything, it was a main feature of the room, wasn't it? The selling point. But he can't rip it off either, because that's going to ruin the ceiling.
Yep.
So, what does Ross do?
No, he can't. Why didn't he just put something on that was going to melt the adhesive? It would leave a bit. Or he could gently peel it off. Try and get all the paper that he can off. It might bring the paint off. But then you can just paint over it, or just get some quick, you know, a bit of filler, bang that in, paint over it. That's going to cost you like...
Well, but you've got to pay a professional to do that sort of
thing.
What? No, you do.
To paint the ceiling so that it's not noticeable.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could do... We're kind of putting Ross on a bit of a pedestal here. We're assuming that he has the ability to make a ceiling look exactly the same as it did when he moved in, having had super glue pulled off it.
Bro, like... Anyone should be able to do that, and I'm disappointed.
I can tell you now that I couldn't.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
I would seek professional help.
Me too.
But to do that, you pay 100%. Someone instead of go down, get some filler for about a fiver, tin of paint, go down. All you're doing is filling it, smoothing it over, sanding it down, and then put in a couple of coats of paint.
The only filler I'm good with is Coronation Chicken from Asda.
Very good. No, I don't even know which one. You've lost me in that whole conversation. What are you talking about?
I talked about this when you did your skirting board and your plaster came off on your wall.
I haven't done it, have I? Yeah, I've still got a hole in my skirting board because I was like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Get a filler, put it in there.
And she doesn't have a deposit at stake in the near future either.
No, but I will sort. I'll just get you over to fill it, really.
Just like when I fixed your drawers for you as well.
You haven't done that, have you? You haven't done anything you promised to. But can't you just paint over the photos with just paint?
Because you still see... You'll see them.
There'll just be a bit of paper underneath the paint.
No, not if you double coat it.
Yeah.
No, you'd have to coat it about a million times.
Then what happens one day when the paper, like, you know, goes a bit funny, the paint starts to flake off, it rips, and then you've just got like
pictures of your nan revealed again. Well, they'll never be revealed. They'd be painted over.
Yeah, but
wouldn't the paint seal it all in?
Yes.
No, because then when the actual paper comes off, underneath the paper won't have been painted. So you'll just have like a patch and you seal it.
Oh, yeah,
Wallpaper.
What, on your ceiling? People did that for a bit when people had wallpaper, but
yeah, bring it back, start the trend again.
I mean, it's more concerning, really, that there's pictures of a man with a nan's head on. That's probably quite disturbing and needs professional help.
No, it doesn't need professional help.
No, I meant like in a therapist kind of way, just for design pictures of that.
Oh, right, yeah.
But
I reckon you should try and sneakily swap rooms with your flatmate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then he has to stare at your nan's dick all the time.
Yeah, I think that might be what you do. You wait for him to go out and you just move your shit into his room and move his shit into yours.
Well, okay, I think just go with whatever Ree said in that language before, the building language, I didn't understand.
All that jargon.
I didn't get any of it. But just do that, step-by-step guide.
I can't believe you guys. Never had a polyfiller, have you?
No. I've heard of it, but I don't know what to do with it.
Never heard of her. Can't serve ever. No.
Let's help out somebody else.
Okay. This one's from Martin. Hello, my housemate constantly steps in dog shit. What? Who does that?
They're squatting on a dog track or something.
My housemate constantly steps in dog shit and never checks his shoes before cooming.
Cumin, okay.
Cumin. Is that supposed to be like cumin?
Cumin, isn't that like a
herb?
A herb, yeah. Herb. Cumin.
But he spelt it C-U-U-M-M-I-N-G.
So it's like cumming.
C-U-U-M-M-I-N-G.
There's too much going
What
on
a way.
Keeps cooming in the
and
house.
Also, if he's saying cumming, he's spelling it the mucky way. It's
unless, honestly,
it.
He's made sense
in
dog shit
that comes in the house. That's just nasty.
There's a lot going on
too much. Move up, mate.
He's doing too much.
Is there any sort of porn that involves animal poo?
Probably.
Yeah, I've
never seen it.
There might be not either.
Or heard of it.
I go where bedsheet rater goes, and he's never rated any porn involving dog shit. So.
He'd be livid if there's dog poo on a sheet. He won't like that.
He would
all,
give
would
that
he?
A minus Ooh. 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well, it might be like Martin's carpet, because apparently his front room carpet is wrecked by all the shit.
Fuck
How
off.
Do we make him stop?
Throw him out.
Oh, man, that guy's got to go.
It's his house. I'd ditch that house, mate. Or...
I don't know, he's... You got to break both his legs or something.
In it.
Oh, do you want to read that out, Reese, what that is?
Coprophilia is a paraphilia involving sexual arousal. The easiest word I couldn't read there. Involving sexual arousal and pleasure from feces.
No.
But isn't that also what faecophilia is?
What's scatting? That's
faecophilia is where you have a sexual.
I thought that was when
poo.
You were addicted to like scratching, like a DJ.
Ficophilia.
See, I'd rather be that. That would be better than having poo.
That wouldn't be an amazing addiction to have.
So you just go and watch DJs and get really turned on.
Yeah, even when they're not
them.
Doing anything, like you're just at a wedding disco and you're like,
yeah.
Run up to the DJ, push him across, push him away, and, and just leave.
Faecophilia, deriving of sexual gratification from fantasies or acts involving feces.
But is that animal feces or all feces?
That's
human
all
feces.
Is faecophilia is
all feces. Jacob's telling me straight away. Knew that immediately. All feces.
Okay. Also, I've heard.
Oh, well, there is that thing of scatting or tarmacking, isn't there? So that involves poo.
Mm.
And
jazz community hates that.
An igloo-ing one as well.
Yeah, the igloo involves poo in a condom. Yeah, yeah. That's true. So a lot of poo-based fetishes.
Absolutely.
None of them.
Inuits hate that.
Yeah.
Igloo-ing. They're just like, look, we just want to live here, man.
You keep shitting in my freezer.
You don't shit in the freezer. You shit in a condom, and then you pop it in
thanks,
the freezer.
Thanks for ruining my joke. No.
Yeah. People are going, you're shitting in Inuit's houses. Going, it's the sex thing.
I think it's important if you want to try igloing, you don't just go and shit in the freezer and just think that's it. I won't be responsible.
Because
for
it's
that.
Not even gonna. Because you know when you got the basket thing in the freezer, you ain't even got like the drawers. You ain't got the proper drawers. You just got the basket. Yeah, yeah. So it will never actually like stay where you wanted it to. Mm. It would just fall through every single level.
Yeah. That would be a whole new low if you came home and saw that your housemate literally pooing into a freezer.
Would it smell though?
Yes.
Frozen poo.
Oh, frozen.
Then it would smell while
I mean, I probably wouldn't taste nice though.
God.
Yeah, you'd have to.
You have to have it warm.
And it would be liquid. Oh, Christ.
Like an ice cream. No, right.
Okay,
moving on.
Anyway,
yeah, moving on.
So, anyway, yeah, his mate keeps shitting and sperming all over the living room carpet and he needs help.
Did you
see him coming? He means walking into the house with it on his shoes.
So he's shitting on. It sounds like he's doing it on purpose. Like no one steps in shit.
What do you think? He collects the. Goes around parks, gets the doggy bins bags out.
No one steps in shit that often. No, to the point where it wrecks their fucking carpet in the front.
When was the last time you stepped in shit?
Can't remember.
When was the last time you stepped in shit?
Not as long ago as I think. Like last year, maybe.
Last year, because even that's good going.
Yeah, that's true. But not on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose.
Like, no one steps in shit anymore. Do you know what I mean? That's so 90s. That used to be like, before you had to pick it up. Do you know what I mean?
I think I went through a phase of it when I was little.
I stepped in shit enough when I was little.
Always
on
my pixie boots. Always had pixie boots on. I had to throw so many out because they were covered.
I remember one time when I nearly slipped on a shit. And then my heart has never stopped beating for longer since or before.
Did you fall onto it?
Nearly. Like, I swear down, I was so scared. So scared. Scaredest I've ever been on any high street. And I've lived in Hackney all my life.
Have you ever seen that video of that girl putting a bare arse on the electric fence? And it shocked me. She falls forward and her face lands in shit. You've got a bare arse.
Oh, God.
I want to see that. I definitely want to see that.
I feel like if you slid and you landed in poo... And it got on your clothes, they have to go in the bin.
I'm walking home naked.
I've done that. Yo, you never done that playing football on the field and you pulled out the sicky slide tackle and ended up with shit up your leg.
Oh, no, actually, I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, it used to happen bareback in the day as a kid.
Bareback?
No. Yeah, we used to be into barebacking as kids,
yeah. It used to happen a lot back in the day, he means. Okay. In layman's terms.
Having barebacking in the day, like why are you doing barebacking? I don't understand.
Fuck's sake.
But barebacking in the day used to what? Slide on
pool. So back in the day,
he still doesn't understand.
I don't know if you can remember, but it's not always been the law to pick up your dog's shit.
It's true, yeah.
Mm.
So when I was younger and you didn't have to pick up dog's shit. When we'd play on the field or whatever, there would be more dogs. In fact, I can remember once, this guy on my street, Pete, shut up, Pete, because this guy used to bring his dog on the field and let it shit and didn't have to pick it up. Mm. And we always used to like slide and shit and whatever. And Pete one day said to it was, the guy was out on the field walking his dog. We were all playing football. And he's letting his dog shit. So we ran round to my mate's dad's house. We knock on the door and like, Pete, the guy's back. He's letting his dog shit on the field. Pete comes onto the field and he says to this guy, he's like, look, pick up all this shit. I was like, no, I don't have to. Do you know what I mean? He says, no, it's only fair. The kids come and play football here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, not going to pick it up. Why are you going to make me? Pete went, yeah, I will make you. Grabbed him by the neck, dragged him round to every bit of shit on the field and made him look at it.
I like Pete. Shout out, Pete.
Yeah.
Shout out, Pete.
Pete and his barebacking.
That later inspired a scene in Step Brothers as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Pete's life inspired.
Did you make him lick it as well?
No, the
white dog shit.
There was a film by a director called John Waters who did like Hairspray and other film, Cry Baby and stuff. And it's one of his early films with an actor called Divine who was dressed up as a lady. And in that film, he actually ate dog poo on camera, like properly
real
ate
dog
it.
Poo.
Actually ate it, yeah.
Oh my God.
So, and he's just like, yeah, it doesn't taste that bad. I didn't say it tastes like chicken, which is what most things taste like, but. I don't think
that's just what humans taste like.
Something's
heard.
Ooh. How much would you have to be paid to eat some dog poo?
No, I ain't. Nothing. It was for free, not.
I was very careful not to say nothing. There's no amount you could pay me.
I just wouldn't do it.
What if Martin Scorsese said, look, Michael Payne, I really rate, I think I'm a brilliant actor. I've heard Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. I think we're brilliant acting. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you $20 million. Got to do a bit of acting, bit of fight scenes, get training for that. Also, you just got to eat a bit of dog poo. Well, are you going to do it?
I'd say, Martin, I appreciate your offer, but this ain't acting, bro. This is me.
It would be acting. You'd have to act, you have to act and eat the poo.
Not quite the same, but do you know Sylvester Stallone obviously created the Rocky series, mm-hmm. and its follow-up, Creed? So every time they film the film, they've always had like a professional boxer in one of the films. And each time, Sylvester Stallone would take a punch off the hardest punch off one of the boxers.
Jesus. Is that why his face is like that?
Probably. I always talk about the side of his mouth. So anyway, they obviously filmed the latest film, Creed, and it starred Tony Bellew. I don't know if you know about boxing, but Tony Bellew is one of the most marketable heavyweights at the moment. He's only ever had one heavyweight fight. He was a cruiserweight champion, moved up, fought David Haye, beat him. One of the most marketable and best names in heavyweight boxing at the moment. So anyway, they've got him in the film Creed. And Michael B. Jordan is the star of that film.
Yeah.
And so Sylvester Stallone set him up. He obviously told him, I used to take all these punches and rah, rah. So they're going to film this scene, and they've got Michael B. Jordan moving his head ready, and Tony Bellew's meant to just go over the top and deliver the knockout punch, obviously, for the camera. But Sylvester Stallone set it up and got Tony Bellew to actually punch him and knock him out on camera, and they filmed it and then used that in the film when he knocks him out.
No way!
Yeah.
He basically created the world's most expensive happy slap.
Yeah.
And they were on, like, when they've ever talked about it, he's like, yeah, I've always done it. Artist went out, he said he took a punch off, I'm not going to be able to remember his name anyway. He took a punch off him. He said he woke up in a helicopter, was surrounded by four nuns, and spent a week in hospital.
Wow. That's amazing. Can we get Sylvester Stallone on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure we can book him on. Mm. Jacob, make a note, Sylvester Stallone, please.
Yeah.
Have we got any advice just to round up Martin with his shitty friend?
Oh man, that guy's gotta go.
Gotta
like,
throw him out.
Somehow.
Drag him around the living room.
How do you do it?
Do you know how like you rub a dog's nose in?
Yeah.
So do that, just like.
Drag him around the living room.
Well, carpet's ruined, so he obviously can't go in the living room. I'm not going in the living room if it's got dog poo all over it.
Yeah, drag him around the living room and then get rid of the carpet.
Not getting your deposit back on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Roll him in the carpet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throw them both out together.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you're hiring a carpet cleaner, you'll know. Do you know what I mean?
And you don't want the carpet cleaner knowing that about you as well. Carpet cleaners talk too, you know.
Yeah. No, you can hire it and use it yourself. You can hire the equipment.
Yeah, see, that's something else I can't do.
Clean
a carpet.
Steam a carpet.
But I wouldn't want to clean a shitty carpet. No. I'd rather just get rid of it.
Bin it.
In my house, I don't think we've ever had anyone, growing up, ever had anyone out to do any maintenance.
Your dad wouldn't have it, though.
Nobody thought.
Exactly.
Nobody thought. Exactly. I actually once asked my dad. He was working with my sister's boyfriend in the building something. And I went in, I was like, oh, can I help? And my dad went, yeah, I've not eaten today. fuck's sake. such a disgrace.
Your dad must hate you.
Well, it's nearly time for our super exclusive Ja Rule coming up.
Oh my day.
Go to a quick tune.
Yeah, this show just went up a notch, man. So we're going to have Kayvan Novak in the studio soon to talk a bit about his new Channel 4 show.
Britain Today Tonight, it's called.
Couldn't decide on a title, so just used them all. Mm-hmm. But this is so exciting. So we're going to play a song now, but after this, we are going to be talking to none other than Mr. New York, Mr. 100 Guns, 100 Clips, Ja Rule.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me, the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive.
live on the run. Brother, brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steal.
Yo, Chuck, you serious? You in the justice, man?
Word them up. I'm looking for that steal.
Yo, man, we gonna break you out of there, man. We ain't gonna like that, man.
Don't you know they got me rotten in the time that I'm serving? Telling you what happened the same time they're throwing. Four of us packed in a cell like slaves. Oh, well, the same motherfucker got us living in his hell. You have to realize what is the form of slavery organized under a swarm of devils. Straight up, word them up on the level. The reasons are several, most of them federal.
Yeah.
Here's my plan anyway, and I say I got gusto. But only some I can trust, yo. Some do a bid from 1 to 10, but I never did, and plus I never been. I'm on a tier with no tears should ever fall. Cell blocked and locked, I never clock it, y'all. Cause time and time again, time they got me serving to those to them. I'm not a citizen, but ever when I catch a CO, sleeping on the job, I'm playing is on go ahead. I want a strength, but I'ma tell you the deal. I got nothing to lose, cause I'm going for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we gonna break you out of here, man. Words of strength, G.
I'm going for that steal.
Word up, G. They're trying to put black out of the game by keeping you in there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a good man down.
Got it. Got me in the cup.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got
it. His gun, and he did what I said so. And every man's the man got served, along with the time they served. Decency was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat. You better fucking up the government. My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check. They couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This what it takes for peace. So I just took the peace, black for black. It's my time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto. No sellouts. Six COs we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice. Right, no one to get nice. I had six COs, and now it's five to go. And I'm serious, call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows intense. I got my steel in my right hand, now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got the dope plan in effect. G, word to the strength, man.
I'm looking for that. Into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers, bruised, battered, and scarred, but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number of dose, yes, and something close. I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was the S1W. Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black. The attitude exact, now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
Yeah, play P in effect. That's right, we can do this. We gon' keep on doing this. Yo, play, that's right. We never let y'all stop the progress, boy. No one says, I don't care what you know. I don't care what you do. We gon' let you go. So you better know, you go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Chuck, man.
Got it, got me in the soap. What a brother, no. Death row, what a brother, no.
Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos by Public Enemy is just ending. We're going from one legendary MC, Chuck D, to another legendary MC turned festival promoter quite recently. That's usually quite a smooth transition to make, you'd imagine, when you've got the sort of name, the profile that Ja Rule has. You'd expect him to be able to draw in, you know, favours at the highest level, if you like, and provide an experience like no other. But things didn't work out like that. And this is amazing. This is a first on FUBAR. We've actually got none other than Ja Rule on the line to speak about the doomed Fyre Festival. So, first of all, hello. It's a pleasure to speak to you on the phone. Thanks you very much for doing that. How are you doing, Ja Rule?
What's my motherfucking name?
I just said it. It's Ja Rule, isn't it?
What's my motherfucking name?
Ja Rule.
What's my motherfucking name?
Ja Rule. Is this amnesia, or is this like one of those rap and call and response things?
Yes.
Well, I guess nobody, Ja Rule. Where are you right now?
New York.
Okay. You recently, some might say, turned your back on rap to promote a festival, I hear.
Fyre.
Yeah, that's the name of the festival. What's it like being a festival promoter?
It's murder.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell us about the vision you had for the festival, and how did you sell it to the wealthy? What exactly did you say?
To everybody that be living it up, come on, baby, this is typical, every day, one night thing.
It really wasn't typical, was it? I have to ask, Ja, have you any experience with the basic running of a festival?
I don't really understand what the running's about.
Clearly not. What would you like to say to those people now, the people that were affected by Fyre Festival?
Half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me, they don't trust me.
Half. That's a bit optimistic, Ja, but whatever. How come so many artists that were supposedly playing were nowhere to be seen? What did they say to you?
We ain't playing.
And they got straight to the point then. The catering was a shambles as well. What was your reaction to the catering staff?
Print dish five, you no longer desire.
That's pretty harsh, Ja. You're getting sued for $100 million, Ja. Are you going to have to sell some assets to raise money?
I got 100 guns and 100 clips.
That's pretty awesome. That's a lot of guns, Ja. I'm sure the NRA members will be queuing up to buy them. You must have some very interesting weapons.
Got a semi-automatic SPS.
That's weird. But here's a silly joke. Do people tell it to say it, not spray it, Ja? Ja?
It's gone.
Nah, Ja's gone.
We lost him.
We lost Ja, but that was the most
brutally honest interview.
Wow.
Very honest.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Exclusive.
Like, you'll not hear.
Very optimistic guy.
Very half.
But
his
heart, yeah.
Mm. Only half.
And the other half don't like it because they just don't trust him.
Right.
He got a point, though.
He's got a very good point. Wow. That was the most informative interview I think we've ever done.
Such a big name.
I still can't believe it. I'm all hot. Like, I'm genuinely hot. I'm like, yeah.
Buzz. Well, I'm buzzing. Yeah.
Don't know what to say.
Well, like on the bucket list of interviews done, Ja Rule. Tick.
There.
Done.
There. If you miss any of our shows, also you can listen back to them, including this one. I think from the very beginning, from episode number one, you can listen back to every single show on iTunes. And you can listen to, I think, is it every single episode on FUBAR.com?
Yeah.
FUBARradio.com?
If you would like to listen to it without the music, then go to iTunes. But if you'd like to hear all the excellent songs that we play on the show, go to the website, FUBARradio.com, and download the shows from there or listen again.
That's so the secret.
What do you two do when you listen back? Do you listen to it with or without music?
With.
And do you?
Absolutely.
Mm. Oh, I don't.
Do you listen to just the iTunes podcast?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fair play.
Interesting.
You're a cold-hearted man.
Yeah, because I just download it, and then I listen to them on the train and stuff. True, do you know what I mean? So.
Mm. Yeah, I always go through the FUBAR website, FUBARradio.com.
I'll download it on iTunes and leave a 5-star review every time, just like you should.
Exactly. I might start doing that, actually.
Yeah.
Not even listening, just giving 5 stars.
Just, always rate it. Top 5.
Absolutely.
That's what Ja Rule will.
Yep.
Five. Will, yeah.
Thank you, Jar. Thank you, Jar. Well, let's get into a song now. And when we get back, we've still got some more Hump Day help to provide. And we will be speaking to Kayvan Novak from Phone Jacker about his brand new Channel 4 TV show, Britain Today Tonight. And we've got another game coming up as well. So much left to do before Hannah Witten's up at 6 p.m.
Yo, T, I need that box of Steez. Just pass me that, please, for respect. Yo, Screw, pass me that jar of flour, please. Yeah, man. See ya.
Collecting ingredients, preparation is everything. Dutch pot bubbling like chip pans with summer in. Chopping blocks, choco block vegetation, I'm cutting it. Cutting corners ain't really the chef's orders I'm running with.
That's not fire, that looks poor. Trying to put the city on the map, look north. Man think that I'm just a grime MC fam, what do you think of what I got a MacBook for? Why is everybody trying to watch my thing instead of watching what I'm doing, getting stacked up, bro? Too many things man are celebrating, so tonight's the night we're getting yacked up. Oh, you said that you would go get a white light and tell the youth fam you should know better. Man want me to promote their music, but I never knew that I was in 10 letter. Long time when I came in the game, anyone around saw that I was a trendsetter. Came back with a sick vendetta, when I'm setting the levels, they don't get no better.
Collecting ingredients, preparation is everything. Dutch pot bubbling like chip pans with summer in. Chopping blocks, choco block vegetation, I'm cutting it. Cutting corners ain't really the chef's orders I'm running with.
Sir, man sound like Dizzy in a bit. Bad boy like I got Diddy in a bit. Them man know that I'm eating right, but you know I ain't from South Philly in a bit. Hot flows here, I get sippy in a bit. Busy in a bit, bro get sippy in a bit. Got gal from London, gal from Manny, and you know I got a few hippies in a bit. Them man just ain't living in again. Touch mic, let me start peppering again. Man pay money, you copy the same. Then you got Morgan, edit in again. Them man say that I write too much, cause I got way too much for them in my pen. If I go snooze, I'm gonna do a tune, I'll be like T-foot more trouble in again.
Collecting ingredients, preparation is everything. Dutch pot bubbling like chip pans with summer in. Chopping blocks, choco block vegetation, I'm cutting it. Cutting corners ain't really the chef's orders I'm running with.
Coco's going on cold, yeah. Man better do as they're told, yeah. I'm from if you try flexing around there, enough stick up, you will hold, yeah. I come from the South Yorkshire, yeah. Pussy don't chat shit, I taught ya, yeah. You and Marge give birth to a son with a poor woman, shout out to a daughter, yeah. I'm coming out of the South, what is? Way better watch your mouth, what is? Don't get rude, it will be your beef when the man them come to your house, yeah. Better be as quiet as a mouse, yeah. Came from the underground, okay. Enough mighty thunder sound when Sheffield's inside, we run them out, what is?
Collecting ingredients, preparation is everything. Dutch pot bubbling like chip pans with summer in. Chopping blocks, choco block vegetation, I'm cutting it. Cutting corners ain't really the chef's orders I'm running with. Collecting ingredients, preparation is everything. Dutch pot bubbling like chip pans with summer in. Chopping blocks, choco block vegetation, I'm cutting it. Cutting corners ain't really the chef's orders I'm running with.
Toddler Tiva Ducky, Toddler Tiva Ducky, Toddler Tiva Ducky.
Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Alfred Hitchcock, when he won his Oscar, he just went up stage and went, "Thank you," and walked off.
I feel like that's what I'd do.
I know you wouldn't, don't you?
I'd be like, "Yeah, cool." I'd be like, "It's for all you motherfuckers that said I could never win this shit." No, do you remember when Cooper Gooding won his? He went crazy on stage. He's like, yeah, going crazy. I was like, mate, they should take that shit back. Like, I don't know. Oh, who should have their Oscars revoked? Because I put him first in line. Sorry, Cooper. I love your work, man. The OJ thing was awesome, but you did a boat trip after you won the Oscar, man. They should have took that shit back.
Every Friday.
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It's Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. A little bit of Talking Heads there. Girlfriend is better. Never a truer statement.
No.
In context, of course.
The girlfriend is best. Better than best.
Nah.
Nah?
Weed is best.
Girlfriend is better.
Girlfriend is better. Best
friend. Weed is the best. I don't say that.
That song is a banger by Popcorn.
Oh, yes, I know. I know you're into your Popcorn. Mm. I'm putting bids in for him, don't worry.
Another dance hall inspired cinema snacks.
I can't believe the name Cinema Snacks. Who am I? Cinema Snacks after him.
What? Yeah, he's that good. Imagine being that good that they're just like, oh man, the food that people eat while watching films should be named after you. We've got Kay Van Novak coming in a bit later. Mm-hmm. But before that, we're going to try and plough through a bit more of your hump day help queries. He's going to be able to help you with some of your hump day help queries when he gets in as well. So if you haven't yet, then get them in to us via email at inc@fubarradio.com.
This one makes me cringe just fucking looking at it.
Who's it from?
Big Man.
Yep.
That's the person that's where it's signed from. Out, yeah. That makes me cringe as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, big. He also spelled Giza wrong. Just a G-I-Z-Z-A.
Maybe Giza's a thing. Could be Giza's like a thing now.
No, it will never be a thing.
It'll never be a thing.
You no. say that.
Let's nip that one in the bud, nice and early.
Unless you're saying Giza shag.
Oh, yeah.
Big up that Nan Giza that emailed you earlier.
Mm.
I have an issue with my flatmate too. But his punctuation's good.
I like a comma. He does like a comma, and that's good.
He keeps planting plants in the bathroom sink. He says it's just for a bit, but then he leaves them there for days, and I have to use the kitchen sink instead. What a bellend. Share some wisdom. What do we do? Big man.
Depends on the plants are.
Well, hold on, you can't plant plants in a sink. I mean, you can plant it as in leave it in a sink, but it sounds like he's like putting like a bed in there and some soil and planting. Yeah. Not doing that,
well,
is he?
There is
direct access to water.
True. Mm, no sunlight, though.
Yeah,
just fucking get rid of all sinks in your house. There you go. Do you know what I mean?
Then they'll just use the bathtub.
Yeah.
A bowl. That's old school. Just have a bowl.
And have a tin bath in front of the fire. Nice. Bless. Yeah, bring it back. Safe. There you go, big man. Problem solved.
I sense that you don't like big man as a helping him, but maybe he is a big man.
Same.
You are a big man.
In my mind, I am.
Mm.
Yeah, we all are in our minds.
True. Well, let's get into a song. Because Kay Van is here, and then we'll get him in the studio.
Oh, Kay Van's here.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, anyway, what was I saying? Wait, hold on, I'm coming up. Wait, good night, weren't it? Must have been burnt too much on the good stuff, lucky me. I looked up, I saw my future unravel and the light's funny, innit? I like that sinking feeling any minute, but you can't win a race unless you're running in it right. Ah, you can't get a taste unless you're taking a bite. Man, I'm climbing up the walls. Things are getting difficult, it's all take a start early, work late. Putting in the hours for these tokens. Love's a joke when your blood's pulsing. Love is real when you start choking. I'm in the vast ocean. State of me, mate. Blatantly the way I was made, you see? I've been getting on it since back in the day. Good place for a bad time if you ask me. Trust me, nothing gets past me. A bad place for a good time if you know what I mean. Never met no one like you, this feels like a dream.
Whoops, back here again. How many times have I sworn it's the end? Whoops, I know this feeling. Shoveling the rubbish and I'm staring at the ceiling. Whoops, dancing to a tune. Hands in the air when it hits you. Whoops, I'm lying in my bed and my brain is eating my head.
I've got these demons that I can't shake. My past is a vast place, can't get away. Life got grim back then, like it does. Do you know how it feels to lose people you love? I like talking to you like this. You wanna come back? Couple drinks, something like that. I got a on my nightstand. I got this feeling that we're gonna be friends. I got this song, I wanna play it to you. I got this dream, I'm gonna make it happen. I got this thing, I wanna say it to you. You see, I've been writing poems, it's a thing that I do. And would you mind if I shared one with you? No, of course not, right, sorry. This time of night, I always end up spouting the same old track. It reminds me of this time I was trying to find my mind in the back of this rave. This kid was spilling blood all over the place, and I was looking out for someone to save or be saved by. And I found this paper plate, started writing. It felt great. I knew then me and the pen, we were one and the same. But look, I can't take the strain of the days. I'm pretty sure I'm halfway too insane. You got such a nice face and your eyes are like rain. I try and kiss you if I could just remember your name.
Whoops, back here then exposed. Don't watch the state of mind.
Whoops, my dick gone west and I started getting pains in my chest.
That normal?
Whoops, there goes my promise. All it took was two drinks till I got on it. Whoops, I swear this person isn't me. We did have fun though, didn't we? Didn't we? Yeah.
That's Kate Tempest with Whoops. Fucking stomper that. Kate Tempest knows how to pick a beat, I'd say.
And then rap over it.
Yeah, she'd make a good policewoman. Give me a ding. Damn it.
Got it.
We've got a very special guest in the building right
we
now.
Do.
Very, oh, man.
Very special.
Huge guest. huge guest. We had Sean Walsh on last week.
Shit guest. Stick to the brief now.
That's the best introduction anyone's ever going to give themselves. It's K-Van Novak, man. You're a...
I'm not clapping myself.
No, man, you've got to. You've got
honestly,
to.
Please stop. Please. I've got to no, I'm not. Come on. I'll go on this. Yeah. That's good. Okay. All right. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks for coming in, man. You're a BAFTA winner.
Am I? Yes. If I just. Yes, it was over. It's 14 years ago now. I won that BAFTA for something. I am
a BAFTA winner. I walk around going, I won a BAFTA.
Do you? What does a BAFTA look like again? The actual trophy.
It's like a mask. In
Yeah, that's
like a
it.
Golden
it's the
mask.
Drama mask. Yeah, that's
yeah, the drama
one.
Mask.
Yeah. I'd wear it all the time.
I would. Yeah, yeah. I would fully just bowl around with it. Like that.
It's pretty heavy. Yeah. But actually, I'd say it's a little improvement. If you don't mind saying so. Just a little.
This is twice. Even off air got right. Real great. Yeah.
You know why you keep getting 1-star reviews on Uber? Your face, man. Don't look at me in the review mirror. I can't go turn into it.
So the problem is, as a day-to-day job, I'm a model.
Really?
He genuinely is. Yeah.
Genuinely is. A very successful one as well.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm in. I'm open-minded.
Do they send just one more question about BAFTAs? Do you get to take home that one, or do you have to give it back?
They have one that's just there on the night that they hand to people, and then you hand it back, and then they engrave your name on your own special BAFTA,
and then you get it later.
And then you get it later. Yeah,
fair play. Okay,
very
cool.
Nice.
But we've moved on from the things that you've won the awards for.
We've moved on. We've moved away from all that award winning shit. And now we're moving on to the not yet having won awardy stuff, which segues beautifully onto my new show.
Exactly. Britain Today Tonight. Yeah.
That's the order it's in. Yeah, yeah. Britain Today. I mean, you could call it Britain Tonight Today.
Maybe there could be a sort of... Well, it's going to be coming on in the evening, but maybe you could have a version that comes on in the day called Britain Tonight Today.
You could. Or you could have a version that comes on... sometime in the day, and you could call it Today Tonight Britain. But that would be with a question mark.
Of course, the very complicated method of
this interview does get funny. I keep listening. We're just warming up now.
So what does it involve? Like we obviously know, and we've got some clips actually.
Oh yeah.
But for the listeners.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
So basically, Britain Today Tonight is my attempt. I'm coming back to do pranks, character pranks. It's all new characters. So there's no Tony. There's no Brian.
There's no Deface.
There's no internet service providings.
So let that be the disclaimer, before you get on Twitter. Like,
me being about Brian, anyway. This only see Brian, but don't they go Brr. Or Bridley Bung, I like it when he does that, innit?
There's none of that right now. I couldn't get anyone to pay me to do that. No one wanted to pay for Brian, all right?
That's his name brand now.
Yeah, name brand, exactly. So I wanted to do a new show that basically was topical pranks inspired by current affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought I have a message that I want to pass on to, my followers and not my followers, but the viewers. Mm-hmm. It's not a message at all. There's nothing preachy about it. It's just basically my take on an American news channel like Fox News, where the reports are basically done by ridiculous characters
You've got the security correspondent, John Donovan, who's an ex-Australian TV star turned action journalist. And he's obsessed with terror and security on the high street.
You know, for him, it's like the war on terror. He's created a career out of it. So, you know, the worst thing for John Donovan would be for there to be an end of global terrorism because he'd had nothing else to do. I'm also playing a female character. I have played a female character before.
Augustine in the mini cabino and Mr. Mohan. Oh my god, my burbis.
Remember that one? If you don't, fuck yourself. So this one is, she's called Mandy Manners. And she's like amazing. She's a journalist. She's a blogger. She's done like loads of stuff. Like she wrote for the Daily Mail online for a while, which is great. Like really great comments about like my journalism. And now she's doing stuff like superfoods and quitting smoking and, you know, the lighter side of journalism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's all hosted by Digger Daily, who's your kind of quintessential American news anchor who's been around for too long. He's losing his marbles a little bit, but, you know, he's the front guy.
And basically, that's the show in a nutshell.
Incredible.
We've got loads of wicked characters. We've got about 10 new characters, actually.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm not a man who likes to come up with something and then just sit on it for the rest of his career. I'm excited about the show, and yeah, it's good. It's a giggle.
And this the whole sort of concept of your whole method of playing every character, were you inspired by anyone to do that, or is that just something that you just naturally did because you couldn't get anyone good enough to play any of the characters for you?
I always did, you know, I started off doing impressions as a lot of comedians do, mimicking, you know, my teachers at school, and that kind of grew, you know. Phone Jacker, before it was Phone Jacker, was just me kind of pretending to be other people on the telephone. Mm-hmm. Then I realized, you know, through radio and sound, I could be 15 different people in the way that I couldn't if I was an actor. I could just be, you know, someone that looks like me. Hello, hi, today I'm your doctor.
Listen, I wanted to take an explosive device and put it in there.
You know what I mean? These are the characters I was playing.
Hmm.
So I managed to escape from that typecasting. And then Face Jacker with the prosthetics allowed me again just to, you know, do 10 different characters and play a 60-year-old white guy and a, you know, a 40-year-old guy in a wheelchair and, you know, Augustine and Augusto, yes, indeed, say, you know, the bank account details and all that stuff. And this is just an extension of that. It's kind of, it fulfills me.
Yeah.
Because I've got 10 characters in me that I want to get out, and this kind of show allows me to do that, you know, and hopefully, you know, make you laugh and enlighten you a little bit.
Absolutely. Too. No doubt that it will do both of those things. We've got a couple of clips, yeah, haven't we, from the show Britain Today Tonight.
What have we got? Mm-hmm.
I've got Mandy Manners and Sir Nicholas Charles.
Oh, yes, Sir Nicholas Charles.
Which one shall we start with?
Oh, ladies first, isn't it?
Ladies first? Okay.
Technically not actually a lady, but...
I'd successfully purchased cigarettes, even though I was clearly underage. It was time for the adult Mandy to confront this shopkeeper.
Come on, let's go. Excuse me. Hi. You thought that I was a schoolgirl, but in fact, actually, I'm not in fact a schoolgirl. I'm Mandy Manners, and I just bought cigarettes without ID.
I know you are underage. You're fancy dress.
What do you mean fancy dress? I'm clearly underage. I mean, look at me. If you saw me, how old would you say that I was?
I'll say you was a 40-year-old transvestite.
Oh, that's just rude.
Oh shit.
That guy,
40,
that guy,
how dare they?
That guy was a gift. He just walked in, he was like, what's going on here? Like, he was on his phone constantly, and I was like,
right, perfect, some fresh meat.
Have you ever had, like, you know, a hairy moment when pranking someone?
Yeah.
Really kind of, it could have got a bit peak for
well,
you.
Well, I mean, when I was doing I've told this story many times, but when I was doing Face Jacker, I was Augustoros, and he went to the Morrisons, local Morrisons in Camden, and got dressed up in the uniform and went and sat on till number 5 and started to put the items through, but the till was not running, so I was going, beep, beep. until basically some of the people were like, what are you doing? You don't work here. I'm like, yes, I do. I have my work experience. But yeah, they chased me out of the shop, and I'm just...
That Morrison's get ducked, man.
It does.
That one is run by Mark Morrison.
They want that £5 an hour, didn't
they? Yeah. I think it's like 4:50 or something. So anyway, so I'm running out the car park and I just hear this guy say, "I'm faster than you." And he just grabbed me in a headlock and just threw me to the floor. And
nothing proves speed like a headlock.
It's true. It's true. Well, I mean, I was doing a comedy run as well. I thought they were filming that. I didn't realize I was going to get put in a headlock and like slammed to the ground. And next thing I know, I'm in a police car and they're radioing in my description.
Damn.
Which is a 55-year-old heavily set black man. But I had to show them my wrists. Well, I had to show them my forearms because they were still kind of light brown because that's where the paint ended. Anyway,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, well, so yeah, warning
well,
to you.
We're going to get into the second clip real quick, yeah. And then we'll talk about this for a little bit.
Okay. We are fighting a war on a new front. That front is social media.
In order to achieve his mission objectives, Sir Nicholas must first use some highly specialized techniques to win the youngsters' trust.
Would you like a Haribo?
Yes, please.
Cheese string?
Yes, please.
What about a Capri Sun?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, could I just... Thanks. Oh, thanks so much. Do you usually penetrate from the top or do you come from behind? The Capri Sun.
Oh.
Oh, dear. He doesn't love a Capri Sun.
That's so good.
So just to give that some context, we went to a youth club. And I had this idea that what would it be like if a member of the Secret Service went to a youth club and asked the youths to help them decode all these text messages? So some of the text messages I was getting them to decode were, wanna bang later? I'm ready to explode. So he thought that that was like a suicide bomber, like going, "We're ready." And these poor guys had to explain to this old white guy that,
no, it's not that. It's that he wants to have sexual intercourse with his guy.
But they're so sweet and hilarious when they kind of cringe through doing that. It's good.
That was brilliant.
Oh, shit.
Well, thanks so much for coming through and talking to us about the new show.
Thanks for having me.
Britain Today Tonight starts on Channel 4 when?
Friday, this Friday at 10 p.m. Yeah. It's a double bill. So 1 and 2 are back to back.
There you go. There you go.
Double check it out. Back to back. That's right. Britain Today Tonight. Oh, yeah, beautiful. I'm not in it, but never mind. Because I watch it. It's a bit shit. Never mind. All right. This is Toby Tube saying, watch Britain Today Tonight. I know my Brian.
Barrier, the Britain Today Tonight, it's a fantastic show. They wanted me on, darling, but I'm just so busy these days. I've got my own YouTube channel, you see. Unboxing things. Yes, anyway.
Well, thanks so much to you and everybody else that came within you.
Yeah, there all my
go.
Characters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone
Thank
you brought
you.
Along. We'd like you to help us with. We get our listeners to send in some hump day help queries.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Nothing would be better for them than to have some advice from the one and only K-Van Novak.
Right. So I just pre-warn you.
Yeah.
What you're about to hear may be a little.
Risque?
Out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Dude, you're talking to phone jacker.
True. This one's from Jack. He says, "Hi, gang. My girl wants to be my queen. I mean, she's already, but she wants to take it more literally. She bought these royal socks from the 1800s for me and her. She told me she gets turned on by them and will only have sex if we both wear them. Recently, she said that she wants us to put the same socks on, so both feet go in the same sock."
Have you just learned how to read? Sorry.
No, a lot of our listeners have just learned how to write.
I think so.
And sorry, I can't really. There we go. I've not actually learned how to read yet. This is a learning curve. I'm just going with it.
Is that when you're someone's telling him what the words for his headphones.
You're in class, you know, and the teacher's like, "Right, who's going to read from Little Dorrit next?"
So anyway, so back to it.
She likes doggy style.
So both feet go in the same sock. She likes doggy style, and because I'm taller than her, my leg will have to be at a weirder angle so the sock can't come off. I'm struggling with this. What do I do?
So they're wearing a unisock.
I couldn't work it out. That's why. I was trying to work.
Yeah, she wants us to put the same socks on.
I think that's what he meant.
That's ridiculous.
One sock. A big sock
because he was on about they've got his and hers pair,
What's that called?
Is that what she's saying? I can't. She bought some 1800 socks for her and me. Is it just one pair for them both?
I don't know.
What are 1800s when they're at home?
Like Victorian socks.
Oh, right.
They've probably got no elastic in the top, and you'd have to wear suspenders with suspenders with them.
I think probably the same sock. That's why it's the doggy style. That's what she's saying. The sock's coming off because it's a weird angle.
I think he needs to get into character. You know, if he's going to go to the 1800s and, like, you know, show her a good time, then he's got to talk to her like, you know, a dandy in the 1800s.
Yeah.
You know, bend over now, you little bitch. That's it. I'm the man in the long white socks. What do you mean it looks like a button mushroom? Take that. And that. And this. And these.
I'm do exactly that.
100% agreement with that.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Can I read out the next one, then you can?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think
this one will be brought to you by Bungle Brian.
Yes.
Hello. Who's this from?
Was.
Never had a was before. Actually, I have. Hello. I got this orange permanent Barker. What? I got this orange permanent Barker, good quality, from Bamazon. I love Bamazon, don't you? Are you on Bamazon Prime?
Bamazon Prime.
Prime. One blick and you're away. I wanted to make my dick and the whole area look tanned for a bit longer. How's about making your dick look a bit blonger, darling? The orange makes it look like I have an STD. What kind of STD goes orange? Having said that, I do remember a trip to Brazil. I'd rather forget. Rather than just tan. The girl I hooked up with... Oh, sorry.
Did you just learn to read?
Stop it. How dare you, you young buck. The girl I hooked up with saw and just left and now keeps telling everyone my best ED is spreading like a borange. What do I do? Baz, if I'm honest, find the tallest window in the largest building you can and throw yourself off, darling. There's no hope for you. But if you don't do that, then I live at number 67A Percival Street, SW BAM 6B BOO. So pop round and we'll take a look together.
There you go. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Legend.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid, man.
No!
Yeah, you've got to leave us.
No, I haven't been out of my box in 4 years.
Well, you're welcome to come back absolutely anytime,
man.
Got
Thanks
space for all here.
Great.
So, Britain Today Tonight starts on Friday. 10 p.m.
Double whammy, bill. Bro.
Whammy bill.
Channel 4,
that's the most important thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, bro.
Thank
Pleasure.
You very
Thanks
much for,
me.
For coming.
Thanks
in.
For having me. Thank you. No, honestly, please, no. No, no, stop, please. No, honestly.
Only 28 more minutes.
Yeah, no, really, no, please. I'm not worthy. No, please. I'll go on then. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. All right.
You can do that really loud whistle.
No.
There you go.
I'm not going to, though.
Yes.
Oh, I can't.
Lovely.
I can't, normally.
Well, let's get into a song. When we get back, we've got another game that we're going to be playing, and we will be trying to help out as many more of you as we can with your Hump Day Help queries. Hannah Witten's up next, and she has a special guest in the form of Riyad Khalaf.
Yes, he's
got
in.
It. Got it. Man like Riyad.
And darling, to have.
It is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Here I Am by Al Green was in your speakers just now off the back of a Kayvan Novak chat.
Al Green coming straight in your ears.
Oh.
Like, here I am, baby. Coming in your ears. That's how he used, that's what he used to sing when he used to come in people's ears, Al Green.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's speculation, by the way. None of that has ever been.
Hold on. Reverend. Yeah. Reverend Al, Reverend please. Al Green, yeah. Respect him.
Sorry, is my microphone gone again?
Sounds a bit funny to me.
What's wrong today?
Maybe move over. I've turned you up full as well. Have you moved it?
No, only like forward and backwards. And
Jacob's giving me a thumbs up to say it sounds fine.
All right, let's get into a game.
Okay, so as we all know and are celebrating, it is, of course, National Lumpy Rug Day today.
Oh, that's what the... All right.
Yeah.
Okay, it all makes sense now.
We found 5 carpet-related clips. All you have to do is tell us what is happening in the clip. Okay.
So we don't have to guess, like, what carpet
it is. No, it's not what carpet, it's what's happening to the carpet, to the rug, to the lumpy rug in the clip. Okay, so hit start.
Where is my rug?
Wow, it's very nice.
Okay, we're ready. There are 5 clips, okay? Here is clip number 1.
What?
It's pretty obvious what's happening on this carpet.
Have you actually just written something down?
My thoughts. Just my thoughts. Nothing to do with the question. God. Just my thoughts.
Just a sad
what
face.
What I'm feeling right now.
Something's happening to this carpet, but what's happening to the carpet? What?
I don't
so something's
know.
Happening on that carpet. Nothing's happening to the carpet.
It's happening. What might be happening on a carpet.
It's on the carpet. Okay, play it again, please.
Okay. Jacob is dead.
He will be.
Yeah, he's come from.
He'll be rolled up in one.
All right, well, it's obvious what that one is, so let's move on to number 2, okay? Okay, we've all got something.
He's pissing on the carpet, isn't he?
What's happening there? Okay, so number 3, what is happening on the carpet? We We've got something for that.
Play that again.
It's actually kind of good. This is where Harley would finally lose his shit. So with these games,
Harley's
today,
never cleaned a day in his life, so he would not know anything.
That one cleaning, bro.
Well, some of them are going to be. I'd imagine a lot of them are.
Can't say it. Can't reveal. No? So that was obvious what that was. So we should move on to number four. Reese looks really vexed. That's easy. Got something?
Oh, I can't remember what.
I'd successfully.
What was going on with that carpet? Oh, yeah.
What's happening to the carpet, okay? So here's number five. I'll come back to some, don't you worry about that. Here's number five. Okay, so would you, anyone need any?
Yeah, one and three.
Recaps? Okay, here's number one.
Oh, was there only five?
Yeah, there's only five.
Oh, okay, cool.
So this is number one.
Okay.
And three, you said?
Yeah.
Reese?
Cool.
Okay, so let's go through. So what is happening to the carpet on clip number one, Reese?
Is it a rug being dropped?
Mm-hmm. Michael Payne?
I've got like a door being closed on a carpet.
I'm afraid it's not. It's someone falling on a carpet.
Let me hear that again.
Do you know what? That's exactly what I do. I genuinely thought it was. And I was like, it's not going to be that, is it?
Yeah, it's obvious. Like, however weird you think it is, just go with it. Remember
I would have got a point then. Instead, I didn't write anything down.
No points to anybody there. Well, what's happening on clip number two, Michael Payne?
Like a pet pissing?
Yeah, okay. Oh, Reese?
I've just put like liquid pouring a leak or pissing, something like that.
What have you put there?
Pissing.
Does it matter?
It's just peeing on a carpet, so you do get.
Yes,
a do get a
I actually
there.
Wrote all three down. Slash.
I was like, what is it? Okay, number three, please.
I've got like it. Is it being like swept?
The you say? Carpet. Hold on. Some.
What?
Someone who just wrote that? I'm fucking on them down.
What?
Calling me out.
It means
for cheating.
No. He means you're peeking on the mic. Not peeking, as in.
Oh, scene.
You got the wrong spelling of peeking.
Oh, scene.
Don't
right,
worry.
Go on.
Right. Okay. Right, number three.
But yeah, I got swept.
Yeah, oh yeah. What have you got, Reese?
Sweeping.
No, it's dragging a chair on a carpet.
Yo, I thought it might be that as well. That was
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I genuinely did.
Play again.
I thought it was like a bedside table. Like
you should have said. Right. You should have put it on the paper. You didn't, so I can't accept it. Now, what's number four?
But like carpet being cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know like when you're fitting it and you're using
it? I'm
going to
allow that because it's tearing carpet, but that's cut, okay, so cool. It's the same thing,
what
so you
do,
get a point.
You mark it with like a Stanley knife and then it just...
And number five, what's number five?
I've just got a carpet being rolled.
Mm,
I've just got being cleaned, like vacuumed.
Sorry, it's a carpet being dragged. Sorry. No points there.
Someone dragging
no
the
points.
Carpet.
Yeah,
you said
obvious.
Everything was happening...
Pretty obvious.
Oh yeah, it sounds
you
like it's still got the plastic around
in
it.
The background.
No, it's not. It's been dragged. There's no vacuum.
You can hear the plastic
no,
around
listen,
it.
Listen, in the background.
Yeah,
no,
I heard
Hoover's
that.
There. Okay, well, it's even, really. Both of you get 2 points, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, Reese wins overall
today, yeah.
And at life.
Okay, so I think we've got time for one more Wednesday Wisdom Hump Help.
Cool.
All of the above.
Right, so I think this one's just from, I don't know if it's P dot or just P, full stop. But I like P dot. So this
P-dot's
one's from
good.
P dot.
I had a mate called P dot when I was growing
I had loads of friends called dot back in the day. My vibrator broke a month ago and I find it hard to get off just by myself. A couple of weeks ago, someone at work was telling me about how they used to masturbate when they were younger with their electric toothbrush. I don't have an electric toothbrush. But my housemate does. It's in bold. That's This past week, I've been using his electric toothbrush to masturbate in the mornings. He always charges a toothbrush overnight, and now he's wondering why his battery's so low every morning. Should I come clean?
I like that. Thank you.
So that's the main thing, is he's worried why the battery's not run down. Not why, like, there's other things that might be going on, why, like...
innit?
On the toothbrush.
No, because because I remember a girl I knew one time, she told me that she told me her masturbation technique mm-hmm. when she was in school. She was in boarding school, and this actually really made me sort of quite weak at the knees, queasy. They used to go to the lab and get test tubes, and then they would put those in the over the electric toothbrush to create a phallic. Oh. But then sometimes the test tube would
break.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Okay. Well, not sometimes. I think it happened to one girl. Okay, still. It's like running with scissors. It's like that legend that they tell you, don't do that because this happened one time. Maybe it never happened.
What did you use to do?
I just wanked.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Shower head.
Yeah, that's what I used to
it's
do
It's the
as
classic
well.
One, the sit shower.
On, sit on the dishwasher, or washing machine, whatever. Yeah.
While wanking.
The tumble dryer washing machine.
One shaky wank. The next day you're like frying eggs, and then like above on the vent, just above the cooker, there's just cum. My last night's really shaky wank.
Well, I don't think that you should come. I don't know how you'd get. I mean, it's bad enough. How do you feel about somebody else using your toothbrush?
Well, the thing is, if you're masturbating with a toothbrush, you have no choice but to come clean.
Yeah. Also. Don't ever fucking touch my toothbrush.
That's what I'm saying. I imagine you're the same, Michael, that I am the same. Like, I don't care how long I've known you. Please, I do not want my toothbrush in your mouth as well. I don't like that.
Would you prefer it?
I don't want it in someone's...
You just don't want people picking it up.
Vagina or even. Bum either, particularly. But I don't like the sharing of toothbrushes. I know you don't like
She must
that,
be putting it in something first. She can't no, just be no, no. sticking a toothbrush.
The bristles?
Yeah. I'm thinking...
Or maybe it's the base.
I'm thinking the base yeah. and then it... Vibrates.
How low can you go?
But why did you not just buy another? Like, why? This happened weeks ago.
You buy your own, you cheap fucking pee dot.
You need to buy your housemate and say, oh, I dropped the toothbrush. It accidentally broke. I've bought you a new one. Buy them a new one and take. Because obviously now
keep the old one.
In the morning, just go in. Yo, did I chew that omega 3 tablet?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's not. It's going to be something, an interesting flavour to it. And do we think that P is a girl?
Oh yeah,
at least you're a monster.
It could be a boy. It could be a boy having it in a bum. I don't know. P could be a boy.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, that's a very good point.
Ooh.
I suppose it doesn't matter either way. You just shouldn't be doing that kind of thing, no matter what gender you are.
Yeah,
just,
true.
I mean, if you want to get off with a toothbrush, fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can do that, but don't nick someone else's. Nick someone man, else's that's wrong. Toothbrush. Buy them a new toothbrush. Keep the old one. You've obviously become quite attached.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on, why did I get a ding?
Sorry, you should have got the biggest ding.
Yeah, no, yours was
I've
too...
I have got the biggest ding now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours was too esoteric for a ding, man. Yours was way too esoteric for a ding. Only people that read, like, Men's Health will have got that one.
Yeah. Well, I think you've helped, Pete.
Yeah, and on that note, I'm going to stop talking for the rest of the day.
We've got to go. Hannah's coming up very, very soon.
Show? Yeah, she's got a packed show coming up for you today. She's going to be giving you advice as well about, like, normal sex things. Way more normal than you.
Not necessarily.
That's a good point, not actually. And she's got a very special guest in the form of Riyad Khalaf with her. We're going to be back next week, hopefully with Harley. Harley will be back from the countryside from filming his pilot episode of The New Country File. And, normality will be restored. 4 till 6 next Wednesday. We'll see you then.
So I'm finally where I want to be, and I can't feel my legs. At the borders of reality, and I'm tripping over the edge like a log. Just died in your arms. There's no better way to go. I just died in your arms. And I thought you should know that. You don't have to save me every time. Just leave me in the dark. You don't have to save me every time.
Now the waters of the open sea, they're inviting me in. Till the waves are crashing over me, then I forget how to swim like law. I just died in your arms. There's no better way to go home. No, I just died in your arms. And I thought you should know that. You don't have to save me every time. Just leave me in the dark. You don't have to save me every time. Let me lose my...
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.